The mayor of Yuma, Arizona, declared a city state of emergency over the number of migrant asylum seekers being dropped off in the community. KAWC's Kim Johnson has details.
Yuma Mayor Doug Nichols Tuesday declared a city state of emergency due to the number of migrant asylum seekers being released in the Yuma community. Nichols says in the last 19 days, nearly 1,300 migrants have been dropped off by the Border Patrol, stretching the ability of nonprofits to the breaking point. The mayor says he's been holding daily meetings with the two main organizations providing aid to the migrants, the Yuma Community Food Bank and the Yuma Salvation Army. He says they're operating well beyond their capacity and there is no end in sight to the migrant releases. Nichols says his emergency declaration provides, quote, a way to express the dire urgency of this situation to the rest of the country. And he's hopeful that that will spur the federal government into action.
Either through additional transportation options into other communities that actually provide relief to the numbers coming into Yuma, or bringing in a FEMA-type response to our community so FEMA and the federal government in their response could address the situation.
The mayor adds that the declaration does not mean there's an imminent danger to the Yuma community. He says the migrants being released, quote, are not adult males but family units. They do not present large-scale crime issues, and we are not anticipating any situations that would make Yuma a dangerous place, unquote. The emergency declaration goes to Governor Doug Ducey's office. The governor has the power to declare a statewide emergency. If the governor makes that declaration, it would head on to President Trump. For KAWC News in Yuma, Arizona, I'm Kim Johnson.